changes could be coming at the border. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. The Supreme Court says the Biden administration can end the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy for migrants, but it will take some time. Fox's Grinnell Scott reports.
U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says he was pleased with the high court's decision, but it doesn't mean the policy ends now. On ABC's This Week, he said the decision must be officially communicated
to the federal district court in the Northern District of Texas. And once that occurs, the district court should lift its injunction.
That is expected to take several weeks. In the meantime, Mayorkas says migrants are being urged to not make the dangerous trip north to cross the border. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
This as President Biden is also calling for an end to the Senate filibuster in order to pass legislation protecting a national right to abortion.
The president called on Congress this week to codify Roe v. Wade into law and sided with progressives, saying he supports making an exception to the filibuster to do that. That would mean that 60 votes would not be required to pass legislation. But the president also conceded that right now Democrats don't have enough support to change Senate practice. This was discussed yesterday during a virtual meeting with governors from 9 Democrats states who vowed to offer safe havens for abortions.
We work closely to protect women's rights after this tragic reversal of Roe v. Wade. A terrible, extreme decision, in my view, upending lives and impacting on the health and safety of millions of women. And I share the public outrage at this extremist court as committed to moving America backwards.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Meanwhile, Danish police said Sunday that several people were shot at a Copenhagen shopping center. Officers say one person has been arrested in connection with the shooting at the Fields Mall, which is close to the city's airport. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Roger Federer says he hopes to play one more time at Wimbledon before retiring from tennis. The 40-year-old Swiss star has won a men's record 8 singles championships at the All England Club, but hasn't competed anywhere because of knee problems. He was back at Wimbledon on Sunday to participate in a ceremony marking the centenary of Center Court. Plenty of other past champions took part, including Billie Jean King, Novak Djokovic, and Rafael Nadal. Plus, the next few days are usually the busiest of the year for animal shelters across the U.S. because pets terrified by fireworks often bolt from home.
Cats and dogs scared by fireworks often run away from home, and many wind up in shelters, like the Bernalillo County Animal Care Center in New Mexico.
Indoors is going to be the best bet for them.
The shelter's Candace Sanchez recommends doing what you can to keep your animals calm.
Put them in a nice room, if you could put them even in a bathroom, that they can relax. Play some music. Get Alexa to play something soothing for them.
She says her shelter is packed right now, and she's hoping for no big influx of frightened 4th of July pets this year. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And just how proud are Americans of their country? Fox's Karen McHugh tells us.
In between the burgers and the watermelon, here are some numbers you can digest this July 4th holiday. A new Gallup poll asks, how proud are you to be an American? Would you believe only 38% of U.S. adults who responded said extremely proud? That's the lowest it's ever been, according to this Gallup trend, which began in 2001. But take heart, 27% said they're very proud to be a Yankee Doodle Dandy. In fact, 65% of respondents overall expressed pride in the nation. Just 4% claimed they were not proud at all. The poll was conducted after the recent mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas, amidst a time when Americans are dealing with the highest inflation in over 40 years. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.